is always talking about how they got clients. They did this to get clients. And if you're not doing this, you're not going to get any clients and your business is going to fail. Have you heard that before? Oh my goodness. Being a new coach can be so frustrating, overwhelming, and sometimes a real pain because so many people were in your ears telling you, well, if you're not doing this, your business is going to fail. They're wrong. I'm here to tell you they're wrong. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the secret sauce to getting clients. And trust me, when you hear what I have to say, you could be like, you know what? You're right. Join me. Let's talk about this. Welcome to Queens Rise to CEO, the podcast for women coaches and crafters on the journey to success. I'm your host, Talena Bacon, your go-to business strategy coach, supporting you on this adventure towards attracting clients and skyrocketing your sales. Picture this podcast has your cozy corner where I spill the tea on all things online business, from kickstarting your coaching or crafting journey to mastering organic marketing, client attraction, social media strategies, and so much more. Plus, I'll be talking about some of my coaching programs designed to help you create a strategy as unique as your business. With over 3 decades of experience, you can bet I've got some juicy stories to tell and insider secrets to share. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button or give me a follow, because when it comes to chatting about business, they say I've got the gift of gab, especially after a cup of coffee. So grab your favorite beverage, a pen, and some paper, and get ready to unleash your inner CEO. Let's do this. So what's the secret sauce to getting clients? What's my secret ingredient? In all reality, there isn't one. You want to know how to attract clients? It's all in you. It's already in you. You can get clients. You don't have to listen to what other people are telling you to get clients. Clients come to you because they know who you are, what you can deliver. Now, of course, clients are not going to come to you right away from a content that you post in Facebook. No, you can post 2 posts in Facebook a week. They still don't know you, who you are. They're reading the words, and that's actually a good thing in all reality. But when it comes to getting clients, although they want the results, they're also attracted to your personality, to who you are as a person. That is the secret ingredient. The secret ingredient is you. No one else but you. No one else can tell you how you can coach your clients but you. All they can do is give you some tips and some insight on how to get clients. It's up to you on how you want to get your clients. Being a business strategy coach for new coaches, I would never tell a client, okay, you have to do it this way, otherwise your business is going to fail. Heck no. No, you have to do what fits you, what's comfortable for you, because if you're not happy on how you present your business and you, you're not going to get clients. And in all reality, it's the truth. If I was to walk around being, oh, I need clients, and get on calls with people and they say, well, you need to work with me because I can do this. And if you don't do this, your business is going to fail. Imagine if I told my clients that. Oh my God, they would run to the hills. Imagine if I got on a call with a coach that I wanted to work with and he told me that. I would be pissed. And I'd be like, okay, you're not the right coach for me. Being a new coach and hiring a coach, you want to hire somebody who's going to actually help you. But that's another total episode that we'll go into later. Right now, it's about you getting clients, right? Okay, the secret sauce for getting clients, like I said, is you. You figure out how you want to attract them. Because I know you're watching different webinars and freebies. I know you have all that. Trust me. I had a folder full of all the things that I wanted to be as a coach. But I was following everybody else's strategy. I didn't have one of my own. Until I came up with a strategy that I felt good in doing. Because if I didn't feel good in my business, I knew I wasn't going to get any clients. So let's break it down a little bit. You're a new coach. You're brand new to the industry. And you don't have clients yet. Okay, post on social media. get the post out there, but let me share something a little bit with you. Bear with me for a second. The post you create, do a little behind the scenes on who you are. Yes, you have your results on what your programs can do, but talk about who you are. Tell your story. Tell how you started. Tell how you did this and the results you got by doing that. Because people listen to stories, things behind the scenes. I can come out and give you all the results in the world, but my clients want to know, hey, have you been in my shoes? Do you know what I feel? That is what I get when I talk to clients, when I get on calls with potential clients as well, because I want them to get to know me. So when you're out there looking for that first client, how are you attracting them? How are you getting them in on that call? And that's something we're going to go into right after this brief intermission where I can get me another cup of coffee. Be right back. Are you feeling drained from testing various marketing strategies with little to show for it? I've been there. At the start of my online journey, I pinned my hopes on sharing posts across Facebook groups to flood my inbox with orders and fill my client calendar. But reality hit hard when those tactics failed to deliver. Rather than giving up, I revisited my approach, honed my strategy, and experienced a complete turnaround in my business. Now I'm so excited to share the insights I've gained in No Money, No Problem. It's one of my favorite PDFs, packed with 10 marketing tips tailored for coaches and creatives to amplify sales, all while being mindful of your budget. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Snag your free copy on my website at talenabacon.com. That's spelled TalenaBacon.com, and kickstart your journey to marketing success. Now let's get back to the show. Welcome back. Okay, so the secret sauce to getting clients is, drum roll please, you. Okay, I think I've had too much coffee. The secret is you. Clients work with coaches that they feel comfortable with, that they have a connection. And if they don't feel comfortable, they're not going to work with you. You can post in groups, which is fine. But share a little bit behind the scenes of you, your story, how you got into the business, or how you've tried this before. And then when you tried this new strategy, which you now have incorporated into your business, it works. You can even show some testimonials. But what if you don't have testimonials? That's going to be another episode too. But what I'm saying is, let them get to know you, who you are. When I hired my coach, I love her to pieces. I listened to things she had to say when she did her lives. When she did some of her freebies, I joined in. I wanted to get to know who she was as a person and how she represented her business, because I wanted to make sure she was the right fit for me. So put yourself in a client's shoes. Let's say you're not a coach now, you're a client, and you're looking for that perfect coach, okay? As a client, I sit back and I say, I want a coach to understand what I'm doing. I want a coach to get me. I want a coach to be patient, not push me. I want to be pushed a little bit, but not to the point that I'm sitting there crying because I can't do it type thing. I want a coach who's not going to charge me a whole lot of money and don't give no results. Think of yourself as the client and think of all the things the client would be thinking. And then answer the questions like, okay, the client is thinking this. So the client thinks that I can't give results. Boom, but I can. Here's all my results. You have to think of all the things they're going to say for not working with you. Like, I don't have the money. Okay, I get that. The client says, I don't have the money. Payment plans. That covers that. Another objection would be, I have to talk to my husband. Totally understand. Explain some of the benefits. If you like, when you put the husband on the phone, I can talk with him. Or, sure, go ahead. I'll let you get back and I'll get back to you. And so we'll set up another time within a week and set up that time while you have them on the phone. Don't wait and say, hey, okay, fine, talk to your husband and then get back to me. No, while they're on the phone, say, okay, I totally understand that. You know, it comes to family, family comes first. If you want, yeah, I can talk to your husband. But if not, I'm going to put you down for 2 weeks from now on this date at this time. How does that sound? And go from there. That way you have a follow-up time. If you get them off the phone before getting that follow-up time built in, they're not going to remember 2 weeks. Because do you remember anything from 2 weeks from now or 2 weeks ago? So do it that way. Now, if they say, well, no, I don't want to set up another call right now. Okay. Now, that is a little tricky. You can still say, hey, I totally understand. I'll still follow up with you and send out an email, so on and so forth. You can do it that way. When it comes to getting clients, let them know who you are as a person so they can feel comfortable. I'm never going to get on a call with a potential client and say, okay, here's my results. This is what I can do for you. And that's it. And then say, okay, here's how much it's going to cost. And then try to get you to buy something. I'm not that type of coach. And there's some coaches that do it and it probably works for them. Kudos. But you as a new coach, you might want to do things differently. It depends on you. Like I said, being a coach depends on you and how you feel about your business and how you want to be portrayed or represented to get clients. For example, I would have a potential client who comes in and she's in my DMs. She's struggling or has a challenge with content. I would ask her, share a bit of your content with me and what you have on a certain post that you've created. And then she would share with me. And then I would say, what if we tweak it a little bit? What if we add a little bit of this, a little bit of that? What do you think? How do you feel? That's one thing you ask any potential person that if you're on a call with them or if you DM, how do you feel about this? Because it's how they feel is what matters because you're trying to help them. It's not about how you feel as a coach. It's how they feel as a client. And then if they say, oh, that sounds pretty good. I've given them a little bit of information. And then from there, I can say, well, listen, if you want to get on a call with me, here's my time. We can talk a little bit more about content creation and how I can help you a little bit more with this. Okay. She could say yes, or she could say no. And that's fine. If she says no, if you have a group, invite her to your Facebook group. Because in your Facebook group, you can nurture them a little bit more, get her on a few of your freebies that you do offer, any type of challenge. And she gets to know a little bit about you as a person. Because that's what matters more. You, how you perceive yourself, how you get your business out there is what matters most. Not what all the other coaches are doing. Every other coach has all their kind of different ways of doing things, which works for them. You need to create a strategy that works for you and makes you happy in your business. And one way of doing that is by being who you are. I have clients that work with me in the past that now we're friends. I don't mind having clients as friends because they are the best in the world. They can DM me and ask me a question, and I'll give an answer. You want to know why? Because whenever I come up with something else, they'll be happy to join in because they already know the results I give them. So they're already there. They're already in my Facebook group. They're already following my business page, my personal page, because they know me. And we are friends. I don't mind that. And friendship is gold. And trust me, my coach, the coach I had, she is amazing. I still consider my coach, even though she's not coaching me anymore. Every new coach has a coach. If they tell you they don't, nah. Every coach out there has had a coach who coached them. And the cycle goes on and on. But that's a totally different episode. So the secret ingredient, again, to getting clients, you. Get out there. Show a little bit behind the scenes of who you are. So they feel comfortable with you. So they say, hey, I like how she does things. I like her personality. I want to know a little bit more about her. I want to follow her page. It doesn't hurt to do that. Because I feel, and I don't know how you feel, I want my clients to be comfortable when they work with me. I want my clients to trust me because, like I say, if you don't have trust in your clients, then they're not going to work with you. Again, if they don't like who you are and the portrayal of who you are as a coach, they're not the right client. Don't go out there chasing potential clients that are not a good fit for you. You know who's a good fit. You can tell by people who comment on some of your posts and groups, even on other groups, even your personal Facebook group. You can tell who's your potential client. But don't force them to be a client. Let them come at their own pace because that's what makes it all the better. Hey there, lovely queens. Thanks for tuning into my podcast. Before you go, be sure to hit that subscribe button on your podcast app. I'm dishing out loads of valuable coaching and crafting tips, and I wouldn't want you to miss a thing. Your thoughts mean the world to me, and having you as a part of my podcast family
is truly special. Here's a little nugget of wisdom I want to share. Love what you do, and the money will flow. So go out there, pour your passion into your craft, and watch the abundance flow. Until next time, take care, and we'll chat again soon.